Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So just quickly tell me, Annie, what happened? This guy asked you out on a date for Thursday.
Yeah, so he texted me last week and was like, please let me take you out next Thursday. Like, what are you doing? Like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what's next Thursday? Didn't realize it's Valentine's Day. So I hate Valentine's Day. I think it is the worst holiday. I think it is so commercialized.
Preach.
I think it is so... You should love, if you're with a partner that you love, you should be with them all the time. Like, why is this so hyped up? And I'm not a romantic person. I don't like PDA. I don't like gifts. I don't like flowers. I don't like chocolate. I don't like any of that.
You seem like a catch.
You know, I really am.
I have asked producer Dan to join us in studio.
She's fun as a barrel of monkeys if you take her out for some Michultras.
Yep. Because over the holidays, producer Dan just wasn't feeling it.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
Yeah.
And so
he felt the same way about Christmas that you feel about
right.
Valentine's.
Right. Yeah. He was your Christmas elf, right? He got you ready for, or you got him ready for the holidays. So take a listen to this, and then we're going to explain what's going to happen.
Annie has a black heart. She thinks Valentine's is stupid. Producer Dan's not having it. He's going to play her Cupid. Annie, she hates relationships. Producer Dan will give her tips, but Annie won't be tied down. Dan will show her love can be found. Dan and Annie, Annie and Dan. Dan and Annie, Annie and Dan. Dan and Annie, Annie and Dan. Dan.
All right, first off, that's going to be my ringtone.
It's so good.
Dan, Producer Dan, what are you going to do for Annie to get her in the mood for Valentine's Day?
Okay, so a lot of people wouldn't know this about me, but I love love.
Mm-hmm.
And Annie, while being one of the kindest and happiest people I've ever met, is like the Grinch of romance. Really? I feel like The Bachelor has poisoned her heart to true love.
Yeah.
Like she wouldn't realize true love was at her doorstep if it pulled up in a golden chariot pulled by white stallions and just... drop kicked her in the chest. So I'm here.
I got kicked by a horse. What happened? Is that love?
And I love her. So I'm here to change all that. Okay. I'm going to be Towny Cupid. What's good?
Oh, Towny Cupid.
Towny Cupid.
Oh my gosh.
What is Towny Cupid going
to
do?
All right. Well, first, I think we have to get her out into the spirit. We're going to get her around the people, the public.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to try to. We're going to help herself by helping others.
Oh, I like this.
And we're going to try to spread some love and cheer about the holiday around to others.
Okay.
So she randomly just going to hug people?
Maybe, I have a couple things. Maybe some love poems.
Ooh.
Oh. Do I have to?
To some couples love to see poems. If love blooms.
You know, this just sounds horrible.
Roses are red, violets are blue.
Annie, open your black heart to Towny Cupid. We're going to do this.
Yeah, Dan opened his Christmas spirit to you. It seems only right. So try and just go in with a positive mental attitude.
I don't want to.
Love, love, Annie.
I just really don't want to.
Well, it's happening, sugar, so buckle up, buttercup.
Are you going to go out with that dude on Thursday?
Absolutely not.
No, she has a date with me and Dan.
Oh, yeah, play that hook.
Annie and Dan.
Ha.
Dan and Annie. Annie and Dan.
Brings a tear to my eye.
Dan and Annie. Annie and Dan.
Bop, bop.
Dan and Annie.
Annie and Dan.
Spreading that love, y'all.
All right, Towny Cupid, later on in the week,
there'll be some love poems,
there'll be some music, and we will have it all on the
show. Gotta hit the streets.
Yes.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.